Aircheckdownloads.com.
Chocolate, the 1975. You know, yesterday, the 5th of October, 41 years ago, since commercial radio arrived in Lancashire. Red Rose Radio opened its doors. A man who wasn't there but was very keen at the time, because he was in Bournemouth at the Tory Party conference, was Paul Rowley, who joins me live now. Paul, good morning.
Good morning, John, on this sad night, your last programme on BBC Radio Lancashire and BBC Radio Cumbria, of course.
Absolutely, and it's been a lovely celebration tonight. We've had some lovely people here. 41 years ago in Lancashire, but this coming weekend, the 8th of October, it's 50 years, isn't it, for commercial radio?
It is, yeah. LBC was the first station to come on air, a speech station, along with Independent Radio News. And I worked there from 1987 to 1994 before I joined the BBC. And I remember seeing you when I was working for IRN at the Winter Gardens in Blackpool, your little studio when you were at Red Rose Radio. I remember walking in once to see you, and I stumbled over Glynis Kinnock, who was on air at the time. So great memories of 42 years, John.
Yeah, wow.
Covering party conferences, mostly in Blackpool, which I love.
Yeah, I used to love going to Blackpool, I'll be honest with you, and we had some great times there. As you're saying, I was relaying the story a little earlier because one of my surprise moments tonight, in my early days here at Radio Lancashire, I had the pleasure of interviewing Tony Blair. And Gary Scott, who has been doing a lot of the production along with Adrian and Talat tonight, actually tracked down Tony Blair, and he sent me a nice little message.
I heard it. It was absolutely brilliant. Wow. And I love the way that he called you Killy as well.
Yeah.
And I've been with him when he's been doing a lot of these local radio interviews. And he's brilliant at it, to be honest with you. I think he's probably, and this is not a party political thing, the best communicator as a politician I've known. And I've been covering politics, John, for most of my 49 years as a journalist.
You certainly have. It's been happy days. And as you say, I was going to say, do you miss the party conferences?
No, not really. I mean, I did so many of them. When you're young, I was 25 and I did my first. You know, you hang about the Imperial Hotel in Blackpool, yeah, getting stories from politicians when they've had a few drinks. And but I tell you what, after all that time, I don't think anybody has done as many party conferences as I have, to be honest with you. And in the old days, I would do five every autumn, because it wasn't just the three main parties, but in those days you had the Liberal Party and the Social Democrats. And for good measure, I did the TUC as well. I love seaside resorts because I love sea air. So, you know, I spent a lot of time in the old days either in Brighton or Blackpool, but of course in more recent times they've moved to the big cities. And it's odd that this week the Conservatives are in the Northwest at Manchester, and this weekend the Labour Party are in Liverpool. It's a shame though they didn't come back to Blackpool.
Yeah, absolutely. And as you say, you know, it always used to be about the seaside resorts. Was it a bit of a knees up for the delegates, really, going to the seaside?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Yeah. They loved it, to be honest with you. It's rather, there's always one corner in Blackpool, the other side of the, I can't remember which hotel it was, but it was always a gusty wind. And the worry was we'd been thrown across the trams like Alan
Bradley.
Coronation Street, Alan Bradley yeah. Coronation Street, with Rita chasing after him. But no, I always loved Blackpool, from going as a 7-year-old to Mrs. Markwick's in Blackpool. I remember seeing Des O'Connor and Michael Holliday and Harry Worth.
Oh, brilliant.
Yeah, great days.
Yeah, listen, lovely to chat to you, Paul. Thanks for popping in on my my last programme on BBC Radio Lancashire. We must catch up sometime when you're in your Northwest abode, eh?
Indeed, absolutely, John. And remember, radio presenters never go away.
No, they don't.
They just crossfade away.
Absolutely. Hey, listen, lovely. I'm afraid, Matt and Katie, we can't bring the final maggot race. Blame me. I think I've lost the bit of paper. But anyway, I do apologise. It's time.
Don't worry.
Sullivy, it happens.
It's time for my final piece of music. I've chosen this tonight to end on. Have a listen. Gilly has left the building.
BBC News at 1 o'clock. This is Tyler Dunn.
Aircheckdownloads.com.